Oh no, I think Laddie, you hit the nail on the head when you say it's your favorite thing to do, in view of anticipation. What are we looking forward to? And Chris, no, sorry, Leslie said something relative as well, which is you have to look at the end, and then you start from there. But I just put Nigeria in there, which is before you begin something, you actually have to start from the end. You have to imagine the end. So that is where I look at things from as well, from an anticipation point of view, because a majority of us in diaspora, at some point, we've actually switched off Nigeria. This is what most Nigerians don't understand. Most Nigerians don't understand that the Nigerians in diaspora, at some point, they've given up on Nigeria completely. But something rekindles that hope, something rekindles that vision. And at this point in time, it's a person, which makes it more relative, because now a person has reignited something. And then you can see the person's vision, and then you can see the larger vision in terms of a new Nigeria. Then you can see the possibilities because you're engaging with Nigerians who are on the same path. So it becomes a thing of amazement that a lot of people don't want to talk about this. I continue talking about the ills and the nonsense going on, which is cool, but I think the conversation should be narrowed to the bigger picture of what's coming. So just so we're not surprised. As a collective, I'm surprised when this thing happens. So we're not caught short, but we're not caught wanting. So, like you said, it is my favorite angle as well when I look at things, especially from a decisive point of view. Because we decide our happiness, we decide what we want, we decide the results we're expecting. And when we key into that decision based on the expected result, things start to work out, as long as we can revisit that decision point. So this is where this is the angle that we're kind of like coming from to say, okay, we have to keep this conversation going, be it on a daily basis, no matter how long or how short it is. But I feel it has to come out from speakers. Unless they again said it, this is the time for mentors, for speakers, to for tutors, for people, for leaders, who can engage, who can interact, who can motivate, who can inspire, because people need to be they need to be aligned, they need to be led on so many levels. And it's no better time than now because we have a leader who's so inspirational. His leadership style is amazing. Everybody aligns with what he's doing. You can go and verify what you want. So the vision of a new Nigeria is actually very, very possible. But the focus has to be on the expected result that we want from that new Nigeria, which is the mindset. It's the mindset of the people that just needs alignment. I've repeatedly said over and over again that Nigeria is not a poor country. Physically, we were blessed with milk and honey. What is wrong with Nigeria is actually the mindset of the people, be it being clouded by religion or by corruption or by nepotism or by tribalism, whatever ill it is, it's still the mindset of the people as a collective that is causing the problem. So like Chris started off by saying, we have to be resolute, we have to be resilient, we have to keep on going in pushing the narrative, which is the right narrative, that the new Nigeria is possible and everything is possible, just a matter of time. I don't know if anybody wants to pick it up from there in view of the mindset and how we can put in initiatives or engagement or conversation to change, or rather to start shaping the mindset of our fellow brothers and sisters who might be scared, who might be worried, who might not know how to address these things. And we want to clear the platform, which is what we're doing, where people can come and not to rant about daily occurrences. And fair enough, there are 101 spaces to do that. But where is the space for people to converse about the reality of their mental state, the reality of their expectations, the reality of their decisions, would find like-minded people to engage with that reality as well. This is, I think, this is very relevant, and this is quite novel. So, fair enough, there are 101 spaces to do that. But where is the space for people to converse about the reality of their mental state, the reality of their expectations, the reality of their decisions? Would find like-minded people to engage with that reality as well. This is, I think, this is very relevant, and this is quite novel. So here we are.
Yeah, can I just say one thing? There's my favorite saying, which is, you make your own heaven and hell here on earth. That's my favorite saying, because nobody's gone to heaven and come back and told us how it is. You make it here. I yield the mic.
Yeah, but there was that one guy, remember?
Yeah, which guy?
Okay, it's okay. It was just a joke.
Hello.
Yeah, go for it. We can hear you.
Okay, you can hear me.
Yeah, Jerome. Hey,
okay.
morning.
Hi, sir. Good morning.